The University of Utah-based program is designed to encourage students to think about their communities, explore big ideas, and pursue creative solutions. The five teams from Park City will be part of an online challenge where people can rate their top three choices. LaSonde Entrepreneur Institute Program Director Ann Bastine says they received 300 applications. From those submissions, the judges selected 20 finalists. She says the inventions are in various stages of development.
And so they're everything from concept to market. So we have some students that have thought of a great idea. They've done some market research. They've drawn or used even physical materials to prototype their idea. And then they've identified who in the market they think needs the idea. Other competitors have already sold one of their products. We really welcome students from on the whole spectrum, from just their idea and, you know, doing market research all the way to having already just entered the market.
Bastin says the online contest is for lay people to weigh in on their favorite inventions. The winner of this online contest receives $500. The professional judging will determine which teams win the cash prizes. First place is $7,000, second is $5,000, and third place will receive $2,000. Additional cash and housing scholarships will also be awarded.
We have local intellectual property lawyers. We have educational psychologists that specialize in individual interface with technology. We have investors and venture capitalists. So we have lots of different people that participate in the world of entrepreneurship locally that are coming to really hear the students' ideas, give them constructive feedback, and ultimately encourage them to keep going.
Bastin says Park City High School has participated since the program started 4 years ago.
And you'll see great showing from, you know, Park City High School. So it's important to know just from Park City's perspective, we had Park City students participated in the first ever competition, both on the student leadership side, so they helped make the competition possible, as well as from the student competitor side. And so we've always seen a strong showing from Park City, and we expect that will continue.
March 30th is the final judging session at the LaSonde Institute on the University of Utah campus. It opens to the public at 2:30. An awards ceremony is scheduled at 3:30. A link to the website can be found on kpcw.org. There you can see the five Park City High School inventions and the other 15 from across the state. You can vote for your favorite invention on the website. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.